On Saturday, October 5th, the Iron Range Partnership for Sustainability, also known as the IRPS, is holding its first annual Iron Range Pasty Festival at the Mountain Iron Community Center. Marlies Riffel is an IRPS board member and a member of the Pasty Festival Committee. I happen to also know that she's an ardent supporter of the humble rutabaga, and she joins us this morning by phone. Good morning, Marlies.
Good morning, Maggie.
My first question, Marlies, must a real pasty contain rutabaga?
Oh, that's a trick question. Well, in my humble personal opinion, yes. But, you know, as we sat around the table with the Pasty Fest committee and talked about how we're going to handle making 800 pasties and how many different varieties we could actually tackle, we decided they're all going to have rutabagas, whether people want them or not, simply because it's real tough to custom make pasties. But our rutabagas are in the ground right now at Elm Creek Farm in Orr. So every ingredient of the pasty will be locally grown, including the meat.
Wow. So tell us about what's going in these pasties.
Well, Jane Jewett from Willow Sedge Farm in Palisade is providing the beef and pork. And I know she's a regular advertiser on KAXE. Jana Gert is growing the onions. And we have some friends in Zim who are growing the carrots and potatoes. And the rutabagas are at Sherry Erickson's Elm Creek Farm in Orr. The flour will come from Homestead Mills, and Marianne Wyckoff of Bear Creek Acres will supply the lard. We're getting the butter from Dahl's Dairy, and we'll be serving the pasties with coleslaw made with cabbage from Craig Turnmoon's Skunk Creek Farm near Meadowlands. And we're going to serve Miller Mohawk coffee that's roasted in Aurora, and even ketchup from Cutterly Farms. So we're really going local. And it's been fun to pull together.
Oh, my gosh. That just sounds so delicious. I can hardly stand it.
It's going to be good. There will also be some vegetarian pasties and some gluten-free. That's about as far as we could go with variety. So.
Yeah, 800 pasties. I can't imagine making that many pasties.
I can't either, and I'm going to be part of the crew.
So. Oh, man. So how did you guys come up with pasties as the focus for the festival?
Well, a couple of years ago, Brian Bloom, I think, was in coming through Calumet, Michigan, where they have a pasty festival. And I've talked to the people in Calumet. Theirs is a benefit for their local downtown businesses. And, of course, they're on a mineral range in Michigan. And the Cornish, the tin miners from Cornwall, came first to Michigan to the copper mines and then to Minnesota to the iron mines and brought the pasty with them. And Brian was talking about this festival, and we joked about having somebody dress up as a pasty and somebody wear a rutabaga costume. And we kicked the idea around for quite a while and then finally said, you know what? IRPS doesn't have any fundraisers. We just exist off of kind of the scraps of other grants that we prepare for other people. And we decided it's time. We need some sustaining members, and we need some a unifying festival that can really bring people together over something we all love. You know, the pasty is comfort food, and food unites us, and it's about our history, and we can all agree on that. So we decided, all right, we're going to go for it.
All right, so this event is going to support the IRPS and its work. Can you tell us briefly what that work is, what we're supporting?
Yes, I can. We are a fiscal agent for a number of groups, the Ely Farmers Market, the Hibbing Farmers Market, Harvest Nation, the Mesabi Outdoor Adventure Program, and the Overburden Overlook Public Art Program. We run the Virginia Farmers Market and also the Virginia Community Gardens, and we co-administer the Rutabaga Project for Access to Healthy Local Food with AEOA. We were the ones who conducted the local food studies a couple of years ago, showing that the range could feed itself, and we recently completed a follow-up to that that involves all kinds of training for farmers on soil health and finances and a launching of an arrowhead grown campaign with the Farm Bureau to promote area growers and farmers markets. So you can go to arrowheadgrown.org and find all of the 27 farmers markets in the Arrowhead region. And we also act as kind of a pass-through funder for some of the funds for matching dollars and the Power of Produce program at some of the local farmers markets. And we also do Earth Fest, which is our biggest effort every year.
Wow, it sounds like you could use some funding.
We could use some funding. We have a two-tenths executive director who also is responsible for Earth Fest, and that's it. We don't have an office. We don't have a phone. We don't have anything. And it's not that we want an office and a phone and all of that. We just want to be able to hang together. So,
yeah. We are talking with Marlise Riffle about the first annual Iron Range Pasty Festival that's taking place in Mountain Iron on October 5th. Can you tell us a little bit more about the history of the pasty and, you know, how it got to the Iron Range and why it is one of the foods that bring people together?
It came with the Cornish miners. It's sometimes known as the Cornishman's mouth harp, which is interesting. I've read that one of the reasons that it was so valuable for the miners, especially in underground mine situations, was that it stayed warm in their lunch pails, but also it has a fluted edge, and the miners weren't able to wash their hands underground. And so they would hold the fluted edge, eat the pasty, and throw the edge away. And in my personal opinion, the edge is the best part. Yeah, but it came to the Iron Range. We could produce all of the ingredients locally. No, it doesn't have bananas and pineapples in it. And it could be taken down into the underground mines, and it stayed warm in the lunch pails and became a staple here as well. And now people make dessert pasties and breakfast pasties and all kinds of pasties. It's kind of evolved over the years. It symbolizes our mining history here and the tremendous contribution that this area made to steel in this country. And I think food kind of unites people. So
no kidding.
That's what we're looking at. Yeah. Everybody loves pasties. I was at the county fair, and I was handing out these little cards. Said, hey, join us for the pasty festival. And everybody that I gave one to said, pasties, I love pasties. This is a great idea. So,
besides buying and eating and honoring pasties, what else is going on at the pasty festival?
Well, the big deal is that we're going to play green cheese because we love your green cheese program. It's on Saturday nights from 7 to 9. Julie Crabb will be the host at KAXE, but we've been working hard on mining history and food tradition questions. So all the questions that night will dig us deeper into mining history and food traditions of the range. And we have a craft beer garden that will be open during that time. We also have, during the day, the festival runs from 3 to 9. And during the day, we have a taconite pellet scavenger hunt for families with prizes for kids. We've got rutabaga bowling with some prizes. If you've ever bowled with a rutabaga, you know it's challenging. We're going to have a photo booth for people to kind of, you know, ham it up and take some photos. And I just posted on Facebook last night, Mrs. Rutabaga Head. We're having a Mrs. Rutabaga Head contest, kind of like Mr. Potato Head, but she's Mrs. Rutabaga Head. And you can see some examples of how you can do that at the IRPS Facebook page. Bring the Mrs. Rutabaga Head decorated however you like, and they will all be on display, and there will be a winner. And we'll also be having s'mores over an open fire outside. We think it's going to be a fun day.
I hear you're also having music.
We are. Sarah Softich and friends are going to play. And Carol Hepikoski is finding recordings of John Berquist playing Slovenian button box music. So we'll be alternating between Sarah Softich and friends and Slovenian button box music. And I think that sort of takes people back a little ways, too, into our history.
Yeah. Now, how did you come up? I know you're making questions for green cheese. How did you come up with the questions?
Well, I had a wonderful time. I spent hours with Pam Brunfeld, who is the Iron Range historian who taught just retired from Vermilion Community College. We had a blast. I came back with 6 complete pages of questions. We just sat over lunch and brainstormed and brainstormed and brainstormed. I've also been watching the Iron Range documentaries that she's been a part of producing, and I've been reading everything I can find on the web. Our PASTI committee has kind of divided up the responsibilities, and some have taken food traditions, and they're doing things like reading the Iron Range cookbook, Come You Taste, and digging out, you know, food tradition questions from there. We also have the Historical Society helping us out. The Virginia Area Historical Society will actually have a booth at the PASTI Festival and be able to tell some mining stories and share some mining memorabilia. So it's been a fun dive into the history for all of us who've been working on it.
It sounds like a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to it. And now we all know that on October 5th, we have to bone up on our Iron Range history and food, all the foods of the Iron Range, the vastly ethnic Iron Range, in for a green cheese.
That's right. And now we all know the answer to one of the green cheese questions, and that is, what did the pasty used to be called in Cornwall? And it was the Cornishman's mouth harp.
Oh.
Everybody can win, right?
I'm winning right now. Yeah. So what do we need to do if we want to attend the first annual Iron Range Pasty Festival?
There are tickets at brownpapertickets.com, and you can buy either frozen pasties, and we had to put a limit of 5 on that, or a pasty meal. Pasty meals are $10. Frozen pasties are $8. And we're also going to be selling tickets at the door, but we really appreciate if people buy them ahead of time so that we can plan ahead and have enough for everyone.
Yeah. Well, Marlies, thank you so much for being with us today. We're looking forward to the festival and from hearing from everyone on green cheese.
Thank you much.
For more information about the Iron Range Pasty Festival, you can go to irpsmn.org. And you're listening to the Wednesday Morning Show, filling you in on the proper filling for your pasty.